I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronette Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
The Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have some very special guests that I cannot wait to introduce to you. Without further ado, let me introduce you to Last Call from Bermuda and Uncle Fred, Fred Jerkins of, I believe it's Dark Child. Are you Dark Child as well, or what's yours, Uncle Fred?
Dark Child Gospel.
Dark Child Gospel. There you go. And you guys teamed up for a song that's blowing up the charts right now. Blowing up the airwaves, certainly, entitled Victory. Tell me about that.
Yes, well, we can go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Adrian talking. All right, this is Adrian talking from Last Call. Victory is a new hit single that is now on Fred's compilation album entitled Project of Healing. We are super excited to be featured on this album amongst many other gospel greats. And actually, it's a song written by us, Last Call, and Fred had heard it when he came to Bermuda for our Gospel vs. Cancer concert, and he shared interest in it. And we flew up, we went to his studio, and we had a great time recording it, and it's just been blessed, and it's been blessed, and we're just super excited to be a part of this project.
Absolutely. So, Uncle Fred, you know, how did you even hear about these guys?
Well, actually, through Burl, they had an event going on out in Bermuda. They brought me in for. Which I spoke at a seminar early, I think it was the day before. We spoke at the seminar, and then they had a Gospel vs. Cancer concert with a lot of local talent there. And the guys were the highlights, you know, of the night. They put on the full concert for us, and really blew me away. I love what I, you know, what I was able to see with them performing, and when they performed this song, that it instantly let me know that, you know what, I need to be so God. To do something with it. So I spoke to him briefly about it afterward that night, and literally probably what, maybe 2 months later, they were here in Atlanta recorded. So it was great. Song turned out amazing, and here it is, this, you know, the second single off this compilation album that I put together called A Project of Healing.
Absolutely. So when I was talking to Apostle Howard last week, and I said, man, this song is a hit, you know, and she said, I know a hit when I hear one. And I can hear it in your voices. You know, you all believe the same thing. Tell me, this is for Last Call and you, Uncle Fred. What do you think, what do you believe this song can do? What do you believe that it can be for the people that hear it?
Well, you know what I'm afraid from? Okay, go ahead, you guys. Take it away.
Oh, sorry about that, Fred. Yeah, this is Tracrae from Last Call. You know what, when we wrote this song, we just saw it as an anthem, you know, of victory, a declaration, but it also has a, you know, it's hype, it has a good vibe to it, it gets your head bopping, your fingers snapping, your toes tapping, and we just believe that it's an anthem, like almost like a mantra for the Christian walk. We do walk in victory, and that's what we believe, so, yeah.
All right, what about you, Uncle Fred? You put it on your album after you heard it. What about this song speaks to you? Yeah. What do you think it'll speak to those that hear it?
Well, yeah, honestly, so back in 2006, my first wife passed away from breast cancer. Mm. And naturally, for me, that was a very trying time for me going through that process.
Yeah.
While she was battling and losing to the disease. And honestly, for me, I had to walk in victory myself.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I personally wasn't, you know, infected with the disease, but I was affected by it. And
right.
So the song ministered to me right there on the spot. And honestly, after recording the song and, you know, going through the mixing process, so I was in the studio and I was naturally listening to the mixes, just trying to fine tune everything and listening to it. I'm like, boy, the song just really was resonating with me. And I'm like, you know what? This is the one I need to run with as a second single. I just felt very strongly about it. And I believe God's going to put his hands on it to minister to many people. And the single's been out for, what, probably 3 weeks. And radio is really grabbing hold already to it. So I'm looking for great things to happen from the song.
Absolutely. And while I got you right here, let's go ahead and talk about the Project of Healing. Tell us about some of the other music that is on this project and how this project even came about.
Yeah. So again, it came about basically from, you know, my wife passing. And then a few years later, I decided that I wanted to do a project like this. Like, I wanted to do a series of compilation albums. So this will be the first of many, but a series of compilation albums to benefit cancer awareness, as well as families that are dealing with financial, you know, burdens and struggles that come with it, because, you know, it is a lot that comes with it. And so, you know, I started it, I stopped it a few times because I wanted to be able to talk about it effectively without, you know, breaking down on the phone,
right,
you know, or doing interviews or whatever, right, talking about it. So
yeah, but we understand.
So the first single I released was last year, a song called We Won by Jonathan Nelson. I released that about a year ago. And it's a compilation album of 14 songs of victory, of hope, of faith. And even I mission type songs, actually 15 songs with 14 different artists, from Darlene McCoy, Demita, Trinity 5-7, Lowell Pye, Alexis Spite, Darwin Hobbs, Gianna Crawley, Bashia Hilliard, Bishop Morton, Joanne Rosario, of course, Last Call, Juanita Francis from the UK, Joel Anderson, Rosina I actually made a duo out of them. There are two acts that I work with. And so the project just came out amazing, man. And every time I listen to it, it ministers to me tremendously. And I'm so excited that it's actually available right now for pre-order on all digital outlets. And the album will be released in September. So I'm more than excited, man. This is probably one of my greatest and most proud moments out of my career. And I've worked with, you know, everybody from Michael Jackson to Beyonce to Yolanda to Kurt to everybody, but this is a great moment in my life.
I love it. It's so strong. Uncle Fred, as he you listeners, you hear me reference Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred Jerkins is a phenomenal producer, songwriter, musician. And I'll tell you this, and I'm going to go ask the last caller a question, because this is a shared interview, so I want to give everybody ample time to talk to us. I was working on an interview with Virtue a few years ago, and it took us so long to get the drop because they couldn't say Fred Willis. They kept saying Fred Jerkins, and it was so funny doing that. But wow. You know, I love your work. You know, you worked with them on that last album, Fearless, as well. Love your work with them. And so I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm finally talking to Fred Jerkins, everybody. But it took us so long to get that drop together. I can't remember. I think it was Karima that kept saying Fred Jerkins. But it was hilarious to me.
I'm going to get with her. I'm calling her today and say, you better not be messing up on this show like that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So you've got Last Call on this album. Beyond this album, and I know the Project of Healing has a specified purpose, do you see yourself working with this group for beyond this album?
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to figure it out. You know, these guys, they're great talent. You know, and I love their spirit. I love their spirit from day one.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are talking and trying to figure out how we can do something together in the near future, hopefully.
Man, I love it. So, Last Call, you guys have been quiet for a little while. I want to bring you guys back on. Talk to us. You're in Bermuda. Tell us about life in Bermuda, how you guys even started singing gospel music.
Living here in Bermuda, I guess compared to the States, it could be a bit different culturally. I mean, it's a 21 square mile, so it's tiny. Everybody knows each other. But that does work to our benefit, being that we are probably the leading gospel artist on the island. Everybody does know us, so we're able to get around to various churches and minister through song, you know, get the word out. So here, I honestly, we are really looking to expand our horizons. We are definitely looking to travel more internationally. We have already, but we're looking to do more of that. We're looking to get off the island a bit more. We love our island. We will always serve our island, but we are definitely looking forward to seeing the other parts of the world. You know, God has called us to that. We've individually gotten many words, prophetic words about our ministry and how we will go globally across the world and things like that. So we're looking forward to that. But we do love our roots. We still live here in Bermuda. We still get to experience this beautiful weather on a daily basis. But we are looking forward to the international ministry also.
Very good, very good. And you got this international exposure with Uncle Fred here on this Project of Healing. Tell me about working with Uncle Fred and how that has, of course, it's been a blessing to your career, but how it has helped you working with someone such as phenomenal as he is.
Yes, this is Tre'Craig talking now. Listen, we were just extremely blown away. Number one, that Uncle Fred agreed to come to Bermuda and see little us, you know. And he, you know, he was very busy, but he took time out just to make it happen. We had to change a few dates and all that to make sure that it lined up mm-hmm. with the schedules, but we were able to get him here. And honestly, he was just so humbled and cool. And, you know, everyone knows Fred Jerkins, even from growing up, listening to Say My Name by Destiny's Child and all these, you know, great hits that he's written. And so just to see firstly how humble he was, you know, we got to eat dinner and I think we had lobster together and everything. And he was just so cool.
Oh, yeah. And then hold on. I want some more of that. I want some more. Bring me back. Put some more of that lobster.
All right. Yeah, of course. We got you. And then, you know, then when he came to us afterwards and was just so cool, just talking to us like a normal person. The thing about working with Fred that inspired us most was, obviously, he's the status that we're trying to get to, you know. Mm-hmm. That's where we're trying to get. At the end of the day, we want to be on that level of internationalism and that global impact. And the thing that we've learned from him, honestly, was to stay humble, because he doesn't see glitz and glamour. He doesn't see, well, you're the big artist, so I only work with that, although that he has that right to say that. He just sees anointing. He just sees call. He just sees gifting. And no matter where it's at, you know, he would find that we're not the only international artist, and I don't want to, you know, speak ahead of him, but that he's worked with other people as well that have, you know, small roots. And he doesn't see all of the big stuff that a lot of the record industry does. He just looks at talent. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to pull our weight, you know, obviously we do, but so working with him was just a humble experience. Also, he's a perfectionist. You know, he and his engineers didn't let anything slide. We sang our faces off for 8 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it took us about 8 hours to record what sounds like a simple song. And so they taught us how to sing better, for sure. You know? But it was just such a blessing. And we realized that we really have to step our game up, but we're also cold. And I think working with Fred is like the best thing. And some other executive have also stated that as well, that Fred is the perfect person to work with, because he has established groups like Virtue. And so he knows all about producing for groups and how to create that sound. You have two individual singers, how do we make them sound as one, but yet still keep individuality and all that. So perfect person to work with. We've learned a lot. We're excited, you know, for what the future may hold. And yeah, there's the guy.
Thank you, Matt.
So you say. going crazy. You need to chill out before you make the wrong decision. Fall on your knees and pray. Let me encourage you today. Keep holding on. Don't you ever let go. Hey, you gotta keep holding on. Keep holding on. Don't you dare let go. No, 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 no.
Listen, did you know that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but it's given to the one that endures to the very end? Can I encourage you?
You're gonna make it.
You're gonna make it.
God's gonna do it.
Hey, this is your boy Showin Gardner, and you're locked on to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey. Because of you, walk because of you, breathe because of you, I owe everything to you. I sing because of you, do everything because of you. I lift my hands because of you, I owe everything to you. Sing. Yeah.
of your grace, I'm still alive. Because of your grace, I'm still alive. All because of you. Because of you, Lord. Somebody jump to your feet, raise your hands, say.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. That was Danita Gibbs with Keep Holding On and Sherwin Gardner with Because of You. And now it's time to get back to my interview with Last Call and Uncle Freddie, Fred Jerkins. I absolutely love that. And I love the mutual admiration that you all have, you know, Last Call for Fred and Fred for Last Call. I want to ask you this, you know, a compilation album, compilations have to find their way in the industry. You know, we get singles, and let me tell y'all something, Victory is what that is. I love the song, and like myself and Apostle Howard agree, it is a hit. It's got hit written all over it, but it's got a fantastic message as well. Fred, as you were putting this compilation together and you were choosing songs to release and the timing on everything, what were your thoughts on its fit in the current industry? Because, you know, the industry changes week by week. But strong messages like these need to be heard. What were your thoughts as you were putting this album together?
Well, I mean, honestly, for the album, it was something that was done over a period of time. And my thing is, was to make sure songs weren't trendy songs.
Yeah.
So trendy where they would be stuck into a certain time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could stay away from that, then it would be an album that no matter when we released it, it would be able to stick. And I think we did a great job with doing that. I mean, the songs on the album, you'll hear different styles. So that was thing that was very, you know, just a little challenging because we were trying to give you some songs that might be a little urban driven and praise and worship. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we got like a Darwin Hobbs, you know, song. His song sounds like Luther Vandross, you know, which was like, feels like an R&B song.
Yeah.
So trying to get a good flow out of it,
mm-hmm.
without it just being like, oh, this album is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it turned out great. And then with Victory, I mean, Victory just, you know, it just fits right into where things are right now. Again, hearing it, I knew it right there. And then naturally, when we went to prepare for it, I asked the guys, okay, is it okay for me to play around with it? And they're like, do what you do.
Yeah.
And so, I have worship teams are singing it right now here in the States, which is such a great, great thing to even know. So I'm trying to get some video footage of that right now so I can let people see, oh, hold on, you can sing it in your church.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the good thing about it. It's a great Sunday morning song. Like, every song is not a Sunday morning song.
Right.
And this is one that, you know, churches can feel comfortable singing on Sunday morning. So, as you can tell, I'm excited.
I love it. And I'm excited as well. I love this. And I could talk to y'all all day, and I don't want to get in trouble for holding y'all too long. But number one, I am loving this Bermuda. My goodness, gospel from the Bahamas, I thought was a stretch, but Bermuda, good grief. And talking to the Fred Jerkins, Uncle Fred, everybody, I want to ask you this as I let you go. Last Friday was a year that we lost my aunt to pancreatic cancer. And as you said at the beginning of the interview, you lost your first wife to breast cancer. I want to ask you, Uncle Fred, this song Victory, how it speaks to you personally, and to Last Call, how this song Victory, how you guys use it to encourage people that listen to it or that see you guys perform it live. You got the floor.
Yeah. Okay. So like I said earlier, for me, okay, well, so my wife was a the praise leader for our church, you know. So, and with an exorbitant amount of faith, like, we did not think any way possible that we were losing to this thing called cancer.
Yeah.
And so naturally, when she passed, it was a big struggle for me. I'll be honest, it was tough for me even going to church.
Yeah.
You know, at a certain point, I just couldn't understand. I was questioning God, like, how, why her?
Yeah.
The woman of faith, the woman that we knew would get up and really testify, you know, to the goodness of, you know, of healing.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, I had to realize that the ultimate healing is in heaven.
Yeah.
That's when your body is completely restored and, you know, and made new. So, I had to get wrapped up in that to understand from, you know, or be able to come out of what I was in at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, this song singing, I got my hope, I got my joy, I got my peace, like all that was stuff that, you know, I had to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So yeah. singing it, listening to it, and as I sing it to myself, you know, I'm like, boy, this is the song I should have had even back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I know somebody now that's going through a similar situation that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can listen to this song and really apply to their situation currently, and be ministered to and blessed by it, I'm sure.
Mm, I love that. And we need music like this so much, you know, because sometimes we like to hide the struggle. You know, we don't want to, we mm-hmm. say, my stature is this, you know, people can't see, you know, we live by that saying, never let them see you sweat. But sometimes we not just sweating, we just overcome, you know, we don't even
right.
want to get out the bed, you know, losses hit us. And we just like you said, we become faithless people. Sometimes we become overcome by what yeah. happened and stuff like that. And so that testimony of saying, you know, hey, I had to get back to a place. I had to get back to a place of victory. I was always there, but I you know, I didn't see it. I wasn't living in it. So I love that. And I think that's why this song is so powerful and so special. So I'm with you right there, Uncle Fred. I'm with you right there. Last call. What you got to say about this song? Tell me about victory in your eyes.
Well, here's the thing. I want to talk about the effect of victory.
Okay.
It seems as if every time we minister this song, with no exaggeration, it lasts up to 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow.
The actual song in itself is probably just over 5 radio edits, maybe just under 4 or 4. But when we minister it live, the place erupts. It doesn't matter where we are, who we're ministering to. People are getting up on their feet, they're running around, they're screaming, they're jumping, they're dancing, they're snotting, what you name it, they're crying.
Yes.
And if they came into that place defeated, they left with a victory.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it causes an immediate response whenever the song comes out, and that just speaks to the Holy Spirit being in this song and being with Trey actually and me as we wrote the song. We know that God has put His stamp of approval on the song, and we're just so grateful just to be vessels, just to be used, just to sing this thing. We actually did a National Day of Peace here in Bermuda not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had the stadium, the National Stadium in Bermuda, had a bunch of people that we had, politicians and church congregations and a lot of people. And, I mean, when we pulled this song out, it was over. And there were a lot of other acts that did very well. But when the song Victory came on and we sang this thing, I mean, you could have ended the event right there. It causes a response. It's a man's response.
Yeah.
And we're just grateful that God has entrusted not just us, but also Fred with this song. And we're just excited. Super excited. And Craig just wants to add on that.
And the coolest thing about it is that the entire song was probably written within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I always find that those are the songs that tend to be, you know, Holy Spirit empowered and invoked. And, it's just amazing to see what happens when victory is done live. So we're looking forward to many more occasions.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Good grief. What a song. Victory. It demands a response. I'm running with that, y'all. It demands a response. And I want to congratulate all three of you on coming together, creating this song. Uncle Fred, your spirit of perfectionism that just made sure that there were no loose ends, that there were no flyaways that caused anything in this song to, you know, kind of be discredited, or for somebody to say, well, no, I don't know about that. But listen, radio is grabbing it. and it's a message that's already resonating in churches. People are singing it in church. They're singing it in their cars. I'm going to do my part to make sure everybody I know knows about this song. Make sure they know about the album too, because this is, it's that time. We need to know. It's a song that demands response. So our response is to get to that place of victory. I've had a good time with y'all, but I gotta let you go. Woo!
We appreciate you much, bro.
Man, listen, I am charged up today. I didn't expect this kind of charge this time of day, but my goodness, y'all have blessed me today, man. I am grateful for it. Hey, everybody, it's Fred Willis. I want to thank you so much for listening today to today's show. I want to thank Last Call. I want to thank Uncle Freddie, Fred Jerkins. I want to thank Apostle Verl Howard for making this possible. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening and making this a part of your day. Listen, this song, Victory, is a powerful song. It's speaking to today's time. It's speaking to all of us, especially those of us who have lost loved ones to cancer. Those of us who have loved ones battling the disease, the various diseases that affects bodily organs. Listen, and battle it from a place of victory. That's what I want to do. I want to encourage all of us to encourage each other to remain victorious in the battle. The pain gets the best of us sometimes, but gets the best of our family members, those in the battle, even the pain of grief, as Fred told us, mourning his first wife as one of the catalysts for this project. I'm so glad today to have heard from Fred and Last Call out of Bermuda. Listen, it's amazing how we connect kingdom-wise. Bermuda is so small. But out of those, I think it was 22 square miles, we have Last Call. And this song that's affecting not only this nation, but nations around the world. Again, thank you so much for making Soul Prosper Radio On The Record a part of your day today. I hope you're so much better for it. You can get A Project of Healing wherever digital music is sold. Digital downloads are available. Get it there. Also, connect with Uncle Freddie on social media. Connect with Last Call on social media. And make these guys and this project a part of your musical catalog. Make them a part of your day today. You'll be glad you did. And as always, thank you so much for listening to Soul Prosper Radio On The Record.
What's up, everybody? My name is Tracrae.
My name is Adrian.
And we are Last Call.
What's up, everyone? This is Fred, Uncle Freddie Jerkins of Dark Child Gospel, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis, my man.
Now, we're here to encourage you to walk into your new season, a season of freedom and a season of victory. Here it is. By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory. Adrian, won't you help me sing it?
By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory.
We're gonna sing that again. By the hand
of the Almighty, I've been set free.
I think you got it now. Come on, lift it up. By the hand, I've been set free. Oh, now I'm walking in victory.
Oh, said I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking in victory. Walking in victory. Got my joy back. Oh, I'm walking in victory. Said I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in victory. Got my peace back.
By the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed and delivered.
I'm walking in victory.
I'm walking in victory.
I'm walking in victory.
Get
my
SP Radio.